The Great Vowel Shift. A major factor separating Middle English from Modern English is known as the Great Vowel Shift, a radical change in pronunciation during the 15th, 16th, and 17th century, as a result of which the long vowel sounds began to be made higher and further forward in the mouth. Short vowel sounds were largely unchanged. In fact, the shift probably started very gradually some centuries before 1400 and continued long after 1700. Some subtle changes arguably continue even to this day. Many languages have undergone vowel shifts, but the major changes of the English vowel shift occurred within the relatively short space of a century or two, quite a sudden and dramatic shift in linguistic terms. It was largely during this short period of time that English lost the purer vowel sounds of most European languages. The causes of the shift are still highly debated, although an important factor may have been the very fact of the large intake of loanwords from the Romance languages of Europe during this time, which required a different kind of pronunciation. It was, however, a particularly English phenomenon, and contemporary and neighbouring languages like French, German, and Spanish were entirely unaffected. It affected words of both native ancestry as well as borrowings from French and Latin. In Middle English, for example in the time of Chaucer, the long vowels were generally pronounced very much like Latin-derived Romance languages of Europe. For example, sheep would have been pronounced more like shape, me as my, mine as mean, shire as sheer, mate as mat, out as oot, house as hoose, flower as floor, boot as boat, mode as mood, etc. William the Conqueror's Doomsday Book, for example, would have been pronounced Doomsday, as indeed it is often erroneously spelled today. After the Great Vowel Shift, the pronunciations of these and similar words would have been much more like they are spoken today. The shift comprises a series of connected changes, with changes in one vowel pushing another to the change in order to keep its distance, although there is some dispute as to the order of these movements. The change is also preceded at different times and speeds in different parts of the country.